News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. A three-judge appeals court panel in Chicago has put on hold that lower court ruling that would do away with the John Doe probe in Wisconsin. Governor Scott Walker, speaking yesterday, says he's not too concerned about this.
To me, I viewed it as a sideshow attraction. The bottom line is I haven't lost focus on what people hired me to do.
The governor says he hopes that the John Doe issue will soon be behind the rest of the state. By the way, this injunction yesterday puts on hold the lower court ruling that told prosecutors to return evidence and to destroy certain files that they had gathered. Expert testimony was heard yesterday in the trial against suspected drunk driver Ashley Bauman in Merrill. WSAU's Raymond Newbert has been covering this case and has the latest update.
Crash reconstruction expert Thomas Erdman from the Wisconsin State Patrol was on the stand for nearly 2 hours. Erdman told the court that the way the occupants had been ejected from the vehicle means that only Bauman could have been behind the wheel at the time of the crash. State forensic pathologist Dr. Robert Corliss also took the stand and testified that the injuries that Misty Glish suffered in the crash shows that she was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. The prosecution may call its last witnesses today and rest its case. The jury could start deliberating as soon as Monday. Raymond Newbert, WSAU News.
The Merrill woman accused of trying to hire a killer to take out her fiancé will enter a plea and will avoid trial. She's 33-year-old Jessica Strom. She's accused of offering money and sex to a former classmate to kill her boyfriend, attorney John Shellcoffer. Shellcoffer practices law in Merrill and Wausau, so there's a special prosecutor handling this case, Ralph Utke from Langlade County. Utke tells WAOW Television, quote, "We are going to stipulate that she is in fact competent and that she is going to enter a plea. The terms of the plea bargain won't be known until that court appearance, which is now scheduled for May 16th. A 13-year-old boy was rescued from a hole late last night. The Weston Fire Department received a call around 7:30 saying a boy had fallen into a hole and could not get out. A witness says the boy's younger brother briefly fell in, and the 13-year-old then tumbled in trying to save him. He was stuck in mud up to his knees, and every time neighbors tried to pull him out, he just sank deeper in. The hole was apparently caused by a water main break. The hole itself had been dug earlier Wednesday to get at a damaged gas line. Stratford and McMillan firefighters were battling a barn fire yesterday northeast of Stratford. It happened around 10 o'clock on Rock Road. The barn was fully engulfed in flames when they got there. There were six horses inside, and they all escaped. Investigators suspect this was started by a lightning strike. There's a kitchen in Wausau that gets used by several small businesses. It's the fully equipped commercial kitchen at the Entrepreneurial and Education Center in the Wausau Industrial Park. Romy Wagner, city council president, is also the facilities manager there during the day. He says people with food product ideas bring their recipes and see if those products can grow without the huge initial investment of needing startup buildings and commercial equipment.
I have a state-certified kitchen. We have 12 clients that have a product they want to bake or make, whether it's a hot sauce, a barbecue sauce, donuts, cookies, soup, sauces. They work whatever hours they need to keep their hobby business going.
Kim's BS Sauce, Jar Hot Sauce, and the Jean Bean Soup Company all tested out their new products there. Bridge Community Clinic in Wausau holds an open house today. They're showing off their newly expanded dental clinic. Funding comes from grants under the Affordable Care Act. Their dental director, Georgia Fisher, says Bridge offers everything you need in a dental office for many people who can't afford regular dental care.
Preventive care with our hygienists. We have exams and x-rays and cleanings and fillings and extractions and a wide variety of services that are traditionally found in general dental practice settings.
That open house is from 3 to 7 this afternoon. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
For this Thursday, warmer and more humid with some scattered thunderstorms, and some of those could be on the severe side, a high of 73, although only in the 60s in the Northwoods. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms tapering off after midnight, a low down to 57. A blustery day for Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, maybe a spotty shower or two during the afternoon, high 64. And Saturday, you'll want to get outside, sunny to partly cloudy with highs in the upper 60s. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Real-time weather radar 24-7 at WSAU.com/weather. You can track any thunderstorms that pop up today right down to street level in your neighborhood. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.